Ars Electronica, 2006. Simplicity, the art of complexity.
Welcome to the Upgrade International session. The Upgrade is an international decentralized network of artists and art events. And we have a couple of representatives from the Upgrade, each one from a different node, and we will talk both about the network and about each one of the nodes. So my name is Mushon, and I'm coming from the Upgrade Tel Aviv, and we'll make a small circle here.
So I'm Anik, and I'm from the Upgrade Montreal, Canada.
Rob Mitchell from the Upgrade Scotland.
Hi, I'm Luis from the Upgrade Lisbon in Portugal.
Hello, I'm Yasmina, Upgrade Belgrade.
And Tommy Cotil, Upgrade Munich.
So what we'll have now is we're going to have a presentation by Yael Kanarek from New York, from the Upgrade New York, and she will speak a bit about how the Upgrade started. So I'm going to move over there.
Greetings from New York. Good afternoon, everyone. Before I begin my talk, I would like to thank Gelfridge.co for inviting us, and science researcher Ursula Hünschlegel and media artist Jelko Wiener for organizing this panel. Ursula and Jelko will be starting the Upgrade Vienna node in a few months, so if anyone is interested in joining, participating, being in touch with them, please feel free to approach them after this talk. So now to the talk. My name is Yael Kanarek. I'm a media artist based in New York. Perhaps some of you may be familiar with my work, World of Law. In 99, I emailed a few friends that I knew, that I met on the internet, actually through Rhizome, and suggested that perhaps we meet for a drink in a bar called Second A in Manhattan in the East Village. And the meeting was fun. And about a month later, I sent another email, and we met again, and a few more people joined. And this rolled to a monthly gathering that then moved to a pizzeria. And after a while that we concluded the, you know, talking about net art and small talk and everything else in between and eating pizza, it was suggested that perhaps I should approach iBeam, through which I was a teaching artist, and find out if perhaps we can get access to a room and a projector and internet connection and continue our dialogue there and actually make it an active environment for critical feedback and exchange of technical information. So I approached Liz Legas, the education director at iBeam, and she was willing and extremely supportive. And we started meeting there. And about 7 years later, there's this pretty extensive archive of artists who presented at the Upgrade at iBeam. And you can find it online at theupgrade.net. In 2004, Kate Armstrong, a writer and media artist, moved from New York back to Vancouver and suggested to start Upgrade Vancouver. And that was the beginning of the international network. So Upgrade New York and Upgrade Vancouver ran for 2 years before Montreal joined with Tobias Bivonven. And followed very soon thereafter by Boston with Turbulence.org. And 2007, there are 21 nodes around the world. So I'll talk a little bit about how the Upgrade Network is constructed. It's a collaborative effort by organizers who are artists and curators and musicians and academics and administrators. who organize the upgrade nodes with a focus on local concerns, and that we hope will sustain the network, really focusing on the local community and local creativity of artists. Once a year, we organize a monthly gathering. The first annual gathering took place at IBEAM, and we met in September. We were 10 nodes at the time, so we brought all 10 representatives to IBEAM for a weekend of presentations and dialogue and planning. I'm going to talk a little bit about how the upgrade network is structured. Each node is autonomous and runs independently with a focus on local concerns and local creativity, organizing their own programming, that includes funding, of course. And I just want to give a sense that the upgrade, again, depending on the local situation and who is organizing it, can operate anywhere from a dinner party to being part of a program in a contemporary art center. Usually a node will team with an organization for partnership and a kind of support, which creates an ad hoc network of different organizations and initiatives. And this ad hoc network has a lot of potential that we're still looking to explore, especially when it comes to the idea of collaborations and perhaps educational programs and these types of initiatives, artist exchanges, residencies. Once a year, actually here the slides you're looking at right now shows which node is associated with which partner and institution. Once a year we gather for an annual gathering. The first gathering took place in New York. We brought everyone to IBEAM. We were 10 nodes at the time. And it was a weekend of public presentations where we had the opportunity to actually learn how each node is organized, what kind of programs they offer, what is the community that we cater to, what kind of art, what kind of culture is produced in the different locations. And we had also a session of brainstorming and planning to look into the potential of the network and try and imagine what this network can be. So I will leave this here because we have great live people to talk to, representatives from different nodes, and I would love for them to take over to talk about their particular experiences running the upgrade. So thank you very much.
Okay, now. So that was Yael, and as you can understand, she started the network. And we'll talk more about what the network is going through, but Yael contacted me as well to start the node in Tel Aviv, which I will speak about later. The thing I want to speak about now is actually the growth of the network, because as Yael spoke about, it started with her being lonely, and we are all a bit lonely. Not all the new media artists and activists and teachers and so on. Not all of us are coming from places like the fortunate people in Austria that have Ars Electronica. Some of us really start like grassroots and trying to find people that that share the same interests. So for us, it's a huge opportunity to be a part of this network. And the network is growing, and it's not easy to grow. The main tool for us, the organizers, some of the organizers here are meeting in flesh for the first time in their life in Ars Electronica. Some of us met in the previous event, but the network has doubled since the last event, international event, I would say. So we use the mailing list as our main communication tool, and I picked a couple of quotes from the mailing list that will tell you a lot about the growth struggles that we would like to call growth challenges. So here you can see the first case that I would like to talk about is an email that Yael sent to the upgrade saying, and look at the time, this is 2:51 p.m. New York time for that. Hey all, does anybody know this person or his organization? This person is presented himself as some art curator, and he has an art consultancy business, and he's coming from London, and he would like to start the Upgrade London. Now you have to understand one thing about the Upgrade. The Upgrade started from a group of friends of Yael, and one of the friends, as she said, moved to another city, and that's how it started to grow. So it's an emergent network. It starts by people knowing people, and that was the first time. Hey, this is someone we don't know. So she's sending this question to the list, and he presents himself as having an art consultancy business, and people are starting to be a bit suspicious. So I get the sense that the organization is the guy, and half of that organization is his art consulting design business. So there's a lot of suspicious. Move to the next slide. So I've never heard of the organization either, and after checking his website, I suspect this isn't a public organization, i.e. there's no record of public events. So it's like, on one hand, the network is, many of us didn't meet in flesh, but we are trying to develop this trust inside the network, and really needed this to find out what we can about this guy, and the only thing we had was from his website. So the next one, just chiming in from the side of the pond, I've never heard of the guy. Next. And so, as you can see, the date and the time have changed like a bit more than 24 hours later, I think, when Rob, who's sitting out there from Upgrade Scotland, said, I've known the guy for over 4 years, and you could actually hear a really virtual sigh of relief on the network, because this is our baby. This is something that we're developing, but it's emergent. These are people. The people sitting there are people that I hardly know, but I have tons of trust in these people, because we're building something together. We're coming from totally different cultures, and sometimes even the way we speak and we use English, as that's the default, as you can probably see. It's hard to always communicate with the same language, and this trust is a main thing that we're trying to build. Until today, like specifically, the Upgrade London has not started yet, but the fact that we could say this guy is okay, we know him, allowed us to move on. So, next. Another interesting case was the case of the map. We decided we want to emphasize on the Upgrade sites More to emphasize the network more, and something about the sites. We use a specific template that Yael built for her upgrade, and each one of the nodes is using a different color. So we tried to have maybe a centralized map that each one of the nodes will just show through the website, and then we can have both the rainbow, which is like our main part of our visual identity, I would say, the rainbow of different colors of different upgrades, and the map that would show where we actually are. So this was basically the first iteration on the map, of the map, and what followed just after we put this map and showed it to the network was this. I'll just read a bit of it. We were concentrated in the northern hemisphere. I just felt a bit sad about the fact that all those utopias of the last decades, north, south, rich, poor, have disappeared, but the problem still remains. So the second we were able to see that we are still the fortunate. We are still a network of north hemisphere nodes. We were able to actually have a global look at things. And let's move on. So I hope you can see, but this is the current map of the network, and you can see that we've got four nodes that are in the southern hemisphere, and different approaches and different ways of thinking about these things are invested into the network. Like for example, this issue with global and global issues in north, south, and first, third, worlds. Next. So the third issue I would like to speak about is Yael spoke a bit about the international events, and we had an international event in September in New York last September, and we were a much smaller network then, and we doubled in the past year. So even back then in New York, we started planning the next event, and the next event is going to be in Oklahoma City. Now Oklahoma City can get some budget, but it can't get a budget. It built a budget around something like 12 nodes, and the network doubled. So this growth is again coming to a question about priority. Someone said priority will be given to those nodes who participated in last year's meeting. So this obviously is not democratic. So the next mail was, we should be supporting all nodes equally. So there's a lot of issues of, and if you take a step back from a node of artists and organizers that are speaking about new media art, and you think about this network as a kind of a microcosmos to the world in general, this is basically what's happening, and we keep on stumbling on issues of global and local, and this is a very relevant thing to our network. Next. So I would like to move back to speak from there with my friends, and I will speak a bit about the Upgrade Tel Aviv. So, Upgrade Tel Aviv / Jerusalem, and I will speak about that as well. So, next slide, please. I was running a set of events. I was trying to get people in Israel. I knew that people are doing stuff and they don't get together. So I wanted them to know what people are doing and to see what people are doing and to interact and to work together and to have discussion. And I'm writing for an Israeli new media magazine called Concept. And we decided to, no, back to the Yeah, you'll be able to see me from here. So we decided to start an event series called Concept Live. And these events were so popular that we were totally overwhelmed. Like, each event was around 400 people. So we were really happy at the beginning, and the people were really enjoying these events, and they were really, I guess, successful events in many ways. But we weren't getting what we wanted. We weren't getting discussion. We weren't getting a community, and we weren't getting a collaboration. So this was something and it was really hard to produce. So each event, we had like 2 events a year, and I'm counting it like that and thinking that there were 3 events. So you can understand that after a year and a half, we decided that we need to change a model. So next slide. Yael contacted me, and we met a couple of times, and she kept on saying, "Sean, you should start an Upgrade Tel Aviv." And I was saying, "I don't know, we have another set of events." And then I understood that actually, Upgrade, we're speaking about simplicity here. Upgrade is a very simple event to get together. People meet, you publish it through the web. All you need is a projector and sometimes an internet connection, and you've got an event. And if you find a regular venue, it's cool. If not, it's not a big deal to arrange. But I knew that I was moving to New York, and I was moving to New York a couple of months later. So I was really thinking, if I don't start it soon, nobody would start it, but nobody would continue that after me. So I had a little conspiracy, and the conspiracy was to get the Salamanca, which are a group of artists and art producers, totally independent art producers, to get them to give the first to give the first talk, and that was in May 2005. Next slide. And this slide is from a talk that took place actually after I moved to New York. So the Salamanca had fell in the trap that I was preparing for them, and they took over the Upgrade, and they're running the Upgrade now. So actually, and they are affiliating with a lot of things that are happening in Jerusalem. So they changed the Upgrade. They turned it to the Upgrade Tel Aviv Jerusalem. So this is, and you will hear, I'll move on the microphone now, but you will hear about evolutions of nodes. So the basis of the idea is to keep it very simple and very flexible. And that was something that worked out and still is working out for us quite well in Tel Aviv. So thank you.
Okay, so I'm Anik from the Upgrade Montreal. Actually, we're 3 organizers, but it was launched in October 2004 when Tobias Van Veen, who's basically the director of the Montreal Upgrade, went with the SAT, which is Société d'Art et Technologie, so the Society of Arts and Technology, which is basically the venue that hosts us in Montreal. They had taken a trip to the iBeam in New York and perchance fell upon an Upgrade there and decided this would be an exciting thing for Montreal to have as well. So for the past 2 years, we've had about 10 events per year. The first year, Tobias was pretty much running it by himself. And one of the things he came to realize quite fast is that in Montreal, one of the things that's sort of characteristic of it is that there's a plurality of arts and technology communities, and there's some divides as well, culturally and also politically. So one way of trying to bridge these gaps and divides was to use the Upgrade as a platform and to use it thematically and to also step outside this original venue, the SAT, and use other venues and get other organizations, activists, universities involved. So the second year, which is when I joined, and Sophie Lofato, this is pretty much what we tried to do, was to kind of go out and tap into all these different communities. And so basically we've given up on the idea that we will have one community. But we're trying to bring them together through different events. And for the following year, the upcoming year, I'm actually going to be in Amsterdam for a study, so I hope to get involved in the upgrade there, which is a fun thing about being involved in such a network. And Sophie is going to be in London, so Tobias is going to be pretty much running it by himself again. So one of the things we want to do, and sort of listening to other nods and what they do, and especially Salvador, Brazil, came to our attention that even in Montreal, access to technology, even basic technology for everyone, is not a given. So we want to go out into the public spaces more, do fewer events, but more intervention and sort of more along the lines of the daily practices of technology. So that will be for this year.
Regarding simplicity, one of the best things about the Upgrade Scotland can be summarized in five short words. England doesn't have one. That's a local joke. Local humor is important. We'd like to have a laugh, as you say. If a new media artist only talks seriously, we don't think so many collaborations are possible. Sorry, my name's Rob Mitchell. I'm an Englishman who works for New Media Scotland. Local for the Upgrade Scotland is actually quite complex. Our upgrade happens in two cities, on two coasts, with two venue partners. In the city of Dundee, we work with Clive Gilman's Dundee Contemporary Arts, and in Glasgow with Francis McKee's CCA. The population of Scotland, I'm sure many of you know, is actually quite small. Smaller than the city of New York or Paris, London. We hope, though, by organising our events across two cities, we can make the country even smaller, but hopefully in a very good way. Very quickly, just ask, how many Scottish-based new media or technology artists can people here think of? Not very many, that's a shame, because there is some excellent work happening and excellent work starting to happen. Our upgrade is 1 year old. We recently had a nice cake, and I hope over the next 12 months, the Upgrade Scotland can continue to both work concentrated locally, but also continue to laugh and sometimes cry with our international friends. So that maybe we can double or triple the number of artists in 12 months that you can think of working in this field from Scotland. If you can only think of zero artists based in Scotland at the moment, we'll have to change the laws of mathematics in order to double the number. But we do sincerely think that when people do get together and talk, anything can happen.
Thank you. Globally, the network has its challenges, and we've all been dealing with that. Locally, we all have things that we are dealing with in a different way. As for Lisbon, Lisbon is not very well known for its new media art scene because there's not one. And when I was invited to start the Upgrade Lisbon, I thought that after 3 months of programming, I would start to have to repeat the same names over and over again. Well, that's not what happened. What happened is that people in Lisbon, artists and people creating interesting artistic projects with technologies, don't have a venue, a place where to meet, to discuss, to debate. So there's not much of a community. People just sit in front of their computers at home and just do the projects, and no one hears about them, no one sees them. So one of my goals for the Upgrade Lisbon is to create that sense of community. I want the Upgrade to be a place where people, either artists, curators, professors, whoever, can go there, show their projects, talk about them, discuss them, propose collaborations, and have a drink. So this is one of my main goals, to create a sense of community within the new media art people. A second goal I have for the Upgrade Lisbon has to do with a lot of prejudice. Institutional people, you know, museums, art institutes, are very prejudiced in what comes to new media art. To them, it's not, you know, art. It's, you know, gadgets. They don't see it as a legitimate artistic practice. So the Upgrade Lisbon is hosted by a contemporary art gallery, one of the most important galleries in Lisbon. So by that, I'm hoping to get all people to see that if a contemporary art gallery is choosing to present the Upgrade as part of its program, that I can change the status quo of the community. So I guess those are both of my goals. One, to create a community, and other, to take it out of the ghetto that where it is now. Thank you.
Thank you. We in Belgrade, after many years of misfortune, public events, of having wars, realized that we end up in a horrific basement of isolation. And once we realized that the story must be over, we reached to some kind of communication. And the first way of thinking how we could overcome this problem of being so isolated, we thought that we should go on the web and find the people that they think the way we think, or they could easily understand that we need cooperation, we need people that they're coming to Belgrade, leaving Belgrade, and they're going to influence the local scene. Local scene today is quite, disappointed or lost some kind of way of hope, because we have a horrific statistics that 70% of students of Belgrade University never left the country, or they even don't have a passport. But when we approached Upgrade, everything started happening, you know, and this is the point where this virtual world becomes real. And we realized that we are not so bad to be isolated, and that we lack opportunity and not creativity. And now we are here, this is, and we are just newborn node of Upgrade. Just a few months ago, I met Yael in New York, and we started to work. And thanks to this, we're speaking now with other people from other nodes, and newborn ideas are on the table, and we're preparing a lot of things that we hope is going to happen. Today, Belgrade, Upgrade in Belgrade works like umbrella organization, giving some kind of a sense of community, and we want to give artists a sense that there are places and there are people that they would like to see where they're working, not to stay anymore closed in their basements and losing a fate. We consider Upgrade International like positive side of globalization, and we really believe and expect a lot from this network.
Tami Kotil, Upgrade Munich. And one thing that that is really a very important part of the international network is that each of the organizers agrees to basically be a contact person in that city for artists coming from the other nodes. So that's the, in some sense, the easiest thing and the most important thing is that if anyone from any of the other cities wants to go to Munich, they usually want to go to Berlin, not to Munich, but anyway. If they want to go to Munich, then they contact me, and I see if I can integrate them in an Upgrade. I see if I can introduce them to local people. So this internet, that's the very easiest level of the international network. Next slide, please. The local network, the local needs that I was addressing in Munich, you see above the program Angels, the Tube, the iCamp, three institutions that were showing art in Munich, not necessarily media art, but the practice is fairly well mixed at this point. So people who just call themselves artists will also be used media. So there wasn't really a need after two or three failed attempts by Munich to start a media lab. There was a sense that it's really not needed. But no one was talking to each other, which is, seems to be the standard case. There's also a number of institutions down there. There's the Academy of Fine Arts. There's a couple of universities, Fachhochschule München, Fachhochschule Augsburg, that all had programs for media art, but again, no one was talking to each other. So I saw the idea behind Upgrade Munich as being getting these different institutions at some level to talk with each other. Of course, that only happens to individual people, which is why I put the names of the contacts in those institutions, because they're really the actual contact that happens. So people are starting to talk to each other. They've gotten to know each other. They're starting to collaborate. So that's the local network. And then next slide, please. At a global level, we're asking ourselves as the Upgrade International Network, what can we provide as an international network that helps? I mean, at some level, the bare communication is a good start. At the next level, if people can travel, then again, each organizer is a local contact person. Beyond that, there's a question of, well, what if people can't travel? What are the ways to be able to show their work internationally, even if they personally can't travel? Can we get them hooked up into residency programs in other places? Can we share that information? Can we also set up structures that show the work? So, for instance, one of the projects for Upgrade Munich, as part of the international meeting that's coming up in Oklahoma City, is to try a streaming performance project called A Day in the Life. We have three or four participating cities that will be holding simultaneous performances, simultaneously streaming their part of the performance to the central server and simultaneously downloading the streams from the other two locations that are live at any given time. So that hopefully this is one of a number of different models we're looking at for trying to get artists' works to be able to move around the world, even if the money is not necessarily there to transport the artists themselves. So we'll wrap up now. Mushon will say a little bit more about this idea of the international network and how that will change in the future, hopefully.
Okay, next slide, please. So this is a slide you know. The models of the network and basically this is the story of the Upgrade. I guess I should have added another diagram with one point to the left of this diagram, which would have been only Yael feeling lonely in 99. But after she decided that loneliness doesn't work for her, she moved into the centralized. To the centralized method of creating her own network, and it was all about her, and it was all she was organizing it. Without her, there would have been no network. And when it started becoming international and moving to a decentralized network, that's when the Upgrade started to become international, and it was there were a couple of I think more around 2 years that it started to evolve to be a decentralized network, but we haven't met yet. And then September 2005 we met all of the representatives of the nodes back then, and that was a major shift in what we were doing. The event in September was much about the decentralized network, much about organizers working together, sharing ideas, thinking about how to evolve the network, how to help new nodes join the network. Basically, we had the personal discussions there as well. We got to be friends without meeting ever, but there was and there is something missing, because it is now a decentralized network of organizers. It's not a decentralized network of artists, and that's what we want. And to become a network of artists, It should follow the distributed diagram, and in that sense, that's one of the main goals of the network right now. The network is trying to shift from the decentralized formula to the distributed formula, and that's one of the main goals of Oklahoma City. And this time, we are trying to, as much as we can, with a small budget, to bring artists as well, to have collaborations between artists and not only organizers, like Tamiko said. This is the point where we want to turn this discussion to you and let you know that as much as we speak about growth as being based on simplicity, but not a very simple thing to do, we are very interested in growth, and the growth is helping all of us evolve and having a richer network that has the responsibility that we talked about earlier. And you're welcome to come to us even after the discussion, it's enough for us to meet you and speak a bit, and you can start your own upgrades. It's simple. The idea is simple, and we are evolving it, and we're really interested in making it bigger. So thank you very much. So we can take questions, right? 2 minutes for questions. Fast people, please. That was too fast. I couldn't hear that. Oh, okay.
Hello. So what happens if you have two places in one same city that want an upgrade?
So it didn't really happen yet. We started thinking about issues of distance, and it's really interesting these discussions that happens on the list, and that's why I brought a couple of samples. But we were thinking maybe we check how easy it is to travel between nodes. But I would say that if there is a node in the city, there must be a reason to start a new one. So if there is my approach here, I'm not speaking for the network right now. My approach would be that if, let's say, one approach of a node is very, very different than the approach of the other one, I would say there's a chance to think about creating an upgrade, whatever, number two. We didn't get there yet. It's a part of the growth issues. You don't have to agree with me, by the way. And I know you don't.
I have a question of what you understand by growth. Does it mean... I'm here. Does it mean only spreading the idea of upgrade everywhere, or are you also interested in connecting with already existing activities whose name is not upgrade? And who maybe also have different, but not completely different concepts, of course.
For us particularly, I mean, I'm also not speaking in the name of the whole network, but we are either interested in upgrade becoming bigger, and we're also interested in cooperation with all other events. So we really want to make, you know, to do this influence to artists, to be able to make artists travel somewhere, to see someone else, to influence, to do some result on workshop or something else, and then move in some other place. So does it relate with the same name or not, or is going to give that kind of result in the next event? For us, it's to cooperate.
I agree with that as well, and I'd also like to add, I think it's very possible that an event can have more than one name, and so it could be a single event could end up calling itself Dortbot Upgrade, Bar Mitzvah, whatever.
Yeah, I can give you an example of the Upgrade Istanbul, Başak Senova, which is a very, very energetic curator. She used to have her own series, and I guess the example of the Upgrade Tel Aviv is an example like that as well. But she was actually in New York in September, and I'm a friend with her, and she knows a couple of other people from the network. So she got there, and when she saw what was going on there, she was thinking about adding the name Upgrade to the events that she was doing. But the event in September really got her interested in something that is not only a set of events but a network. And I guess that the benefits of the network are really, really important in that sense. And we all feel them. Thank you.
Thank you.